Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially brought to you with support from Bankers Title, which salutes the strong efforts of our military personnel. Bankers Title thanks you for your service and wants to now serve your real estate settlement needs, working with all lenders, purchasing or refinancing. Look for their number at HunterAtSunrise.com. Bankers Title, integrity, security, excellence. Also, with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just click on their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And last but not least, Sonicwall Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you're missing that last element to support your vision, Sonicwall can help you find it. And yes, we are now to our acoustic session, and joining us here is Luca Bergalassi. Luca, welcome back to the show.
Hello, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yes, most definitely. Well, before we get to talking, what would you like to play for us here?
I'd like to start for a very old song from my first album, Shadows. It's like a welcome song that I like to play every time.
Okay. Yeah. Here's Luca Bergalassi here on Hunter at Sunrise.
You can sit back and say I can't do my job. I can't believe the world is taking care of you. When the roads you run turn narrow and cold, you must follow them. So many words telling me what to do, and all the help from friends teaching me what is true. But every time I tried to understand, find myself sitting with my head in my hands. But in her eyes I saw a new growing step by step. Through her eyes I see a bright sky. I see a deep blue sea. Tonight the moonlight seems to call my name. She knows that I'm alone. I know that she's alone. La da 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 da. Nobody knows I trust the pathway of one's life. You see the moments changing, changing all the time. The only thing you find is right and true. One day may fade away too soon. Right in her eyes, I saw a new light, growing step by step. Through her eyes, I saw a bright sky, saw a deep blue sea. Tonight the moonlight seems to call my name. She knows that I'm alone. I know that she's alone. Da 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 da.
Thank you.
Luca Bergalassi here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you so much.
And indeed, welcome back to the show. I mean, you always put a smile on my face whenever you're on my show. I hope you realize that.
Thank you so much.
And that was from one of your very early albums. But you're now working on something new, I understand.
Yeah, I'm working on my fourth album.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I have another one ready to go, which is an instrumental album.
Oh,
but
wow.
I decided to postpone that one.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, this is a new album. It's a collection of bluesy and acoustic songs, all composed in the last few months, except for a couple of that are very old songs that I wrote when I was like a teenager or something.
Yeah.
But they have all in common this atmosphere of the lockdown, so they came into my mind during the winter and spring, especially the weeks in which everything was blocked. And I decided to finish the songs and to record them.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I have 12 songs with 2 instrumentals and 10 complete songs. Yeah.
Now, did you do these at your house? You must have, right?
Yeah. Fortunately, I have all the equipment to record, so yes.
Well, one thing I notice, and I've listened to just about all your records here, you have been turning more towards the blues since you came here to the United States. Is this something that you like? How did you get turned on to that?
I've always been fond of it. I mean, since I was in Europe, of course. What I like of this place, about this place and about the musician, is that everything that I was listening to when I was back in Italy, from far away, now it's very close. So
yeah.
I knew people like Bobby Blackett or Riza Gibbs, for example. And they are amazing to me, the way they play, the way they sing. So I'm trying to absorb as much as possible. This is a little bit and trying to have occasions to play with them and to learn and to do something together. Yeah.
Well, I've been noting some of the work you've been doing with Risa lately and putting it up on Facebook. It's amazing.
We have another song which is almost ready. Yeah, and also I have the idea to do something with her, like a complete album, because I really love to take these old traditional songs and do a new arrangement or
kind
new
of a modern interpretation.
Right, yeah.
Well, you guys do a great job on that. And by the way, I want to thank you in person for the instrumental that you and Holly did. And you put it, someone posted it up on my happy birthday page that we had. And it was just very nice. And I've played it a couple of times now on the show. It's very nice.
Yeah, the song is super nice. Holly came to me all of a sudden. She said, can you put a few notes on these songs? Okay, let's try. And then came up with a very nice instrumental song.
It is beautiful. It's just absolutely beautiful. And in fact, I'll probably keep playing it. It's very nice. We're talking with Luca Bergolasi here on Hunter at Sunrise. And a piece of news, I guess we can just put out there quickly, is that you're getting ready to leave us, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm planning to go back to Europe and to go back to Italy, let's say before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I will start a new job in Italy.
What part of Italy are you from?
I'm from Tuscany. I'm from Livorno area, which is on the west coast, basically, very close to the sea. And not far away from Pisa, just 30 minutes and 1 hour from Florence. So let's say the west coast, central Italy. It's a very beautiful place.
By the way. I've been there. I went there once. It was beautiful. The best part of Italy was there.
It's very nice. The countryside with rolling hills and beautiful, let's say, shorts, food and wine, lots of medieval and history, let's say, little towns, little historical villages. Very nice. Yeah.
Well, just imagine all this American music you're going to be bringing back to your homeland. That's really, you must be excited about that.
I'm excited to bring back my, let's say, what I learned here, what I absorbed here. And of course, I really would like to keep the relationship alive so that I can come back and maybe you guys can come and visit me.
Oh,
so
wow.
To find a sort of, let's say, international bridge, this would be. And it's funny because Virginia and Tuscany have a kind of similarity.
Yes,
they are
that's
both
true.
On the coast. They are both triangular with the mountains on the back.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a symmetry tied by the ocean. So it's
interesting. You bring that
very
up.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking with Luca Bergolasi. Would you like to do another song?
Yeah, I can.
And this is going to be a new song, right?
Actually, talking about coming back to Livorno, I want to play a song which is kind of sad, but it's the story of Amedeo Modigliani, a very famous painter and from Livorno, so from the city I was born. Mm-hmm. And when he was 18 or probably earlier, he went to Paris to follow his dream, which was painting.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he fell in love with the atmosphere of Paris and unfortunately he got sick.
Oh.
And at a very early age, he was dreaming to go back to Livorno, to the Tuscan shore, also to recover from his ill sickness, but he didn't. So it's a kind of sad story. But this song is basically talking about the dream of a musician, of an artist in general, to follow his dream and to... It's a kind of sad song, but it's talking about also my area, my a little bit my feelings, basically.
And the name of the song
is? It's Orange Rooms. And Orange Rooms because he was living in a small studio, and they say that he had the wall painted in orange. So you can see from some of his paintings that the background is orange. So it's Orange Rooms.
Okay.
And he's talking to his girlfriend at the time that he was dreaming to leave. So the song is picturing basically the last few days of his life.
Okay.
Orange Rooms.
Here's Luca Bergolasi here on Hunter at Sunrise.
La rotonde, the boulevard, au revoir. Goodbye, Paris, goodbye. Bittersweet, wandering nights.
Jean Jutin. Are you afraid of loving me? Jean, you are the shadow of the shadow of a man. Mille cent ventes. Janvier, il pleut encore. Judy, you will stay forever beside me. Oh, goodbye, Orange Rooms. Goodbye, Carlton, Le Boulevard. Au revoir. Goodbye, Paris, goodbye.
You aren't kidding. That is a sad song.
Yeah, it's a very sad,
sad song. And, you know, I can kind of juxtapose you in this bowl, too. You're saying goodbye to us and going back to...
Yeah, that's Destiny. And actually, it's written in two languages, because it's kind of his own language and the other language. So
French.
It's a mixed of...
Yeah.
And I feel a lot myself linked into this song. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this new record you have coming up, it's 12 songs, right?
12 songs, yes.
And do you have a working title for this? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's called Come to My World.
Oh, okay.
And it's a sort of introspective, also because it was realized and recorded in the weeks when I really was into my world and
sure.
at home by myself.
Yeah.
So it's a mix of many feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a soft lullaby for my kids when I was. They were worried about all this news and they could not sleep.
I bet.
There is a very soft lullaby. There is a couple of more bluesy songs. There is the title track, "Come to My World," which is a kind of dark and introspective song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the idea is to make a travel inside my mind and go back to all the little ideas, the little, also the different musical taste that I have, like blues, folk, and there is a little bit of electric at some point. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of instruments. One is called home, mm-hmm. which is it's not really an Italian, but a Mediterranean feeling.
Oh, okay.
It was just an improvisation done with a nylon strings guitar that I said, okay, maybe it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then there is a surprise for this area, but I don't want to tell it now.
So oh.
It's like a farewell song, something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are a few songs that are, let's say, linked to get together by the atmosphere of the lockdown. And I also enjoyed to try many different instruments.
Mm-hmm.
That I had at home, like mandolin, banjo, and little fiddle.
How many instruments do you play?
Let's say I try.
You try to play
almost everything. I mean, because I'm very curious about instruments. So I have at home. I have a piano. I have all sort of strings instruments, like a dulcimer. I like a lot of traditional instruments: fiddle, mandolin, banjo. I like the resonator, the slide guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I try to put together. I'm not an expert of any of those instruments, but I like the sound. I like the atmosphere. I like the color that they add to the album, something like that.
So do you do most of the instrumentation on the album yourself?
Yeah, almost everything. Yes.
Almost everything.
There is a couple of help from Holly.
Holly.
She plays the violins, and not only the violins, all the strings. I kind of, let's say, arranged like a strings orchestra, let's say, on a couple of songs.
He's speaking of Holly Kirsten, by the way.
Holly Kirsten, yes, she's great. Sure. So she's playing the violins, and not only, I mean, all the strings. And then I have Valentina Sorbera on the piano, uh-huh. on a couple of songs. I have Rob Oliver on harp. And,
yeah, well, Rob was just here.
Yeah, and then in these surprise songs that I don't want to tell it too much, but there will be, let's say, almost a lot of people from the area
cool.
singing with me. It's a funny song, but just a sort of, I mean, common farewell song. Something
sure,
like that.
Sure. Well, you know, we're really going to miss you. We are really going to miss you. You've become such a center of attention here in our area as far as music is concerned and other things as well. But, I mean, musically, you've really added a lot to the music scene here. And we're going to miss you.
I'll find a way to come back.
Oh, good. That would be good. That would be good. Would you like to do one more song for
us? Yeah, I think I'm going to play a song that is instead of the song that I wrote when I first came here. And that gave the title to the album. It's called On the Other Side of the Water.
Oh, so yes. I played this song a couple of times on the show.
This is something that I was really inspired by the second album, which was titled Windward. So my dream to cross the ocean and to go ahead to face a new experience. And On the Other Side of the Water is kind of a collection of feelings being already there and trying to understand where I am and what I'm doing. So
yeah.
So yeah, let me. All right, On the Other Side of the Water.
Excellent. Here's Luca Bergolasi here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Distant shores. Now that I've touched new lands I didn't know before. Now that I've found new landing zones. Mm-hmm. Feels like I've wandered alone. Feels like for thousands and thousands of miles I roamed. Feels like my steps have all gone. How can I be here free on the other side of the water? across the ocean one time more. I left the harbor many hundred nights ago. Not sure I knew what I was looking for, looking for. Do you know how I feel to be free on the other side of the water? Free like me on the other side of the water.
Bergalassi here on Under at Sunrise. Well, as I said before, we're going to miss you, Luca, I must say. And I hope you can put this record out before you leave so we can have
it. I really hope so.
Yes, most definitely. And what is it called again?
Come to My World.
Come to My World. Well, we wish you the safest and best trip back to Italy, and we hope you will visit us real soon.
I hope so.
Especially after all this is over.
Right.
We must keep positive, and it's going to be over sometime.
Sure.
And you'll come back.
Of course.
And you'll come back. Luca Bergalassi here on Hunter at Sunrise, and that's about going to do it for me here today. I want to thank, again, Joe Talley for doing our audio here today. And publicly wish him a happy birthday, because yesterday, which is today,
happy
Saturday,
birthday.
Is Friday, was his birthday. Happy birthday to Joe Talley. He does such a great job with the audio here. It's just really
wonderful. Yeah,
it is very nice. And if you're looking for a studio, Sonic Hall Studios, right here in Portsmouth, it's a great place. And you can social distance and everything with it. Our show will be on demand starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. This particular acoustic session will be up as a podcast on our website by tomorrow, and I'll be putting out links to that on Facebook. Check out our concert calendar. There aren't a whole lot of concerts coming up, but there are some there. And also our playlist is already posted at hunteratsunrise.com. I thought we'd leave you today with Luca has been very gracious and giving us one of the new songs off of his album. And we're going to close out today with that particular song. Now, you do all the instrumentation on this song.
Right.
And it's called My Loving Babe, Luca Bergalassi. You guys have a good day. You've been listening to Hunter at Sunrise here on 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio, Norfolk, Virginia, and hunteratsunrise.com.
You're my loving babe, get ready for tonight. You're my loving babe, just waiting for tonight. Cause my baby needs my love, and I wanna treat her right. You're my loving babe, there's no reason to be mean. You're my loving babe, just longing to be seen. Cause my baby needs my love, ooh, and I treat her like a queen. My baby needs my love, till the morning I'll treat her right.